This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We all want a beautiful lawn this year, but who wants to spend their entire summer mowing it? See Harold Korb of Korb Walker Mowers in Minden for a premier mower that operates easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are accomplished with one-hand fingertip control on the steering levers and an excellent grass handling system. You can have the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you've always wanted. Call Harold to set up a demonstration on your property. Spend more time enjoying your lawn this summer, not mowing it.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Lincoln Southeast J.C. Breger beat Hastings 5 Points Bank 14-13 last night out of Duncan Field. The two teams combined for 27 runs, 38 hits, and 8 errors in the ball game that took nearly 4 hours to play. Derek Gordon drove in the winning run with a double in the top half of the eighth inning. John Harrison struck out to side in the bottom of the eighth to pick up the save. Lincoln Southeast J.C. Breger is now 17-13. Hastings falls to 16-23. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes beat Lincoln High Plate against Sports 16-1 last night. The game was stopped after 4.5 innings by the 8-run rule. Hastings broke the game open by scoring 9 runs in the second inning. Patrick Opperman was the winning pitcher. He gave up 3 hits, struck out 2, and walked 3. Austin Guinison and Ashton Dirks had 2 hits apiece for Hastings, who improves to 15-20 on the season. Kearney Runza won the Mike Peterson baseball tournament in Lincoln yesterday. Kearney beat Lincoln North Star 12-4 in the semifinals and Lincoln Southwest 11-2 in the championship game. Kearney Runza is now 34-4. They'll be the top seed in next week's area tournament out in North Platte. Grand Island Home Federal took a pair of games from Lincoln East U-Stop last night, 3-1 and 11-2. Home Federal is now 29-6. In other action, Kearney Little Caesars beat McCook 10-2, and Kearney 5 Points Bank got by the McCook Juniors 9-7. The 15th annual Miss Basketball Showcase got underway in Kearney today. The 4-day event features 64 teams from 13 states, including 6 teams from Nebraska. 150 college coaches are on hand to scout the events. Games will be running from 9 until 11 today through Saturday at the Health and Sports Center and the Kearney Catholic Cope Coliseum. And on Sunday, the games will start at 9 o'clock in the morning. The Kearney Senior All-Star Game will be played at 7, followed by the National Championship of the Showcase. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
We're back on the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here at Computer Hardware. We're here until 1 o'clock. Still to come, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. And don't forget that tonight when work is over and we can see it from right here, the courtyard open at Cunningham's Journal, and you can enjoy Thursday night burger night with perfectly grilled burgers and the coldest beer in town. You can't go wrong. The low price of $5.50. Going to get you that. And, of course, they've got so many great things on the grill through the weekend as well. They've got the bacon-wrapped shrimp. They've got the steak skewers. They've got the prime rib. They've got the ribs. And Thursday night, burger night, with those great burgers, coldest beer in town, low price of $5.50, and great music. Last night, more great music over there. Heard raving reviews of everything that was going on at Cunningham's last night and out in the courtyard. Great, great time over there. Don't forget, live music all weekend long as well for you. Tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, great bands, and they're there from 9 to close. Big-ass beer special will keep you smiling as well, all at the courtyard. It is the number one hot spot here in Kearney during the summertime because beautiful weather. You should have a nice place to sit outside, enjoy your favorite drinks, and enjoy some great music, some great food over at the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal here in Kearney.
Well, Doug, live at Computer Hardware today. Stop by and see us. We're joined by Dan Murray, Executive Vice President of Operations.
Whoa, big title. Whoa.
Not Dan's exact title, but Dan, welcome to the show, and thanks for having us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, Dan, there are always some great deals going on here. The storm's here today and a chance for more folks to check out what's going on inside. Daddy's always mentioned in the DirecTV and getting ready for football, and we can't pimp a lot of Christmas, I mean, and all that, but summertime, people are outside, and this is the time to get inside because before they know it, they're going to want to be inside when it's a little bit cooler. They're going to be want to watch in football. They're going to watch college and pro. They're going to want to watch, of course, all the Major League Baseball playoffs, watching World Cup soccer. Tell us all what you got going on here at Computer Hardware.
Well, in terms of DirecTV, we've got sports. DirecTV has more sports than any other provider out there, whether it be the NFL Sunday Ticket or if you're looking for some World Cup action, MLB Extra Innings packages, great for those baseball fans. You name it, DirecTV's got it.
And, Daddy, we've mentioned it before. When Wimbledon's on, there's like eight channels. When the U.S. Open is on or the Masters, there's like eight channels. The only way you get that, you can't get that on your regular basic cable at home.
No, and plus the Big Ten Network, let's be honest. Everybody's going to want to get in. They've got it with DirecTV.
That's right. DirecTV's got some DirecTV-only specials going on, especially for the tennis and the golf. Great stuff.
Dan, I want to hit up your home theater room, which if you have not stopped by and saw Computer Hardware, it's simply second to none. Whether you want to sit in there for 5 minutes, actually, they'll shut the doors and leave you in there. Well, about 20 minutes is the max. You can't take a nap. They just allow that because I tried that once and Joyce kicked me out. But it is really second to none, and the quality products you have to offer, you've got them all. You will set them up. You will install it for them. You will teach them how to run the stuff.
That's right. We've got some great home theater stuff going on in our home theater room there. We've got the Epson Ensemble system on display currently, which is an all-in-one package made by Epson. It includes everything you need to get going with the home theater, and the price is right.
Folks, if you're building on, you're expanding your house, or you just want to make, maybe the kids graduated and you can expand the house and make a great TV room out, Daddy is exactly right. Every time we've had a chance to check out the home theater room, everybody would love to have something like that in their home. Also, it's not going to be long, Dan, until we're talking high school kids going back to high school, kids going off to college. We're in that era where we want to listen to music. We got to have our computers. We want the best that there is. Talk about what's going on, maybe getting the kids and what they can find here at Computer Hardware.
Well, we've got laptops. We've got iPods. We've got all kinds of things to suit your need. We've got Apple laptops. We've got HP laptops. We've got something for everybody here as far as mobile computing goes. And we've got desktop computers at great prices.
We've talked about the MacBook a couple times earlier. Tell folks about that.
The MacBook, especially the new MacBook Pro, is a fantastic product. I recently purchased a 13-inch MacBook Pro myself. And being a former Windows guy, it was a bit of a jump for me. But having used one here every day, day in, day out, just recognizing the quality and the consistency, they're fantastic laptops. You know every time you open that thing up, it's going to work.
It's easy, too.
It's very easy.
That's the one that, for dopes like us.
Well, I was going to say, we can be intimidated, and our parents are definitely going to be intimidated. You guys can walk them through and help them out here.
Right. We offer training, and we can give people help in any kind of area that they need help in, whether it be wanting to make some home movies or just listen to some music through iTunes.
Well, folks, stop by. See Dan and the gang today. Dan, Jason, Daryl, you mentioned Joyce, the of course, czar, that is, Computer Hardware. She'll welcome you in. And, Dan, thanks for having us here. We hope to get people rolling through the door. Continue that. Uh-oh, there goes the cop. I got to go. Dan, thanks so much.
Me.
You bet. We're here at Computer Hardware in Kearney. Stop by and see us with the Tri-City Storm and Computer Hardware. Great deals all over the place. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little hockey. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, still to come. We'll take a break. We're back with more right after this.
It's great for a community to grow. It's better when it grows together. That's one of the primary missions of the Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community using partnerships with other like-minded groups. Here's Pete McConnell, the executive director of the Crossroads Center Mission, talking about their association with the Hastings Family YMCA.
At Crossroads, of course, being a homeless shelter, there's not a lot of recreation area available there, especially with a high volume of people that are staying there right now. So it's something that our guests can look forward to. They know if they really put 100% into this program, they're trying really hard, they're getting their lives back on track, they know that they're going to have the opportunity to access the services at the YMCA. And we find that it's really something that they look forward to.
Dozens of other cooperative efforts on the part of the Hastings Family YMCA and organizations like the Crossroads Center Mission are examples of enhancing the quality of life in your community.
Save half on $25 gift certificates for the Wave Pizza Company in Grand Island. Or there's certificates for the new Mountain Mud Espresso at Ampride in Hastings. Car care from Midas. Rooms at Carney's Ramada. And more. How much more? Nearly $50,000 in merchandise marked down to half price or less. Get to know Easy Auction and save. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on Easy Auction.
Let's take a look where Hurricane Katrina is.
First Katrina, then the oil spills. Now more than ever, you need to see this important film at the Hastings Museum.
We were more vulnerable than we knew. Now, on the giant screen, take a remarkable journey into the heart of America before and after the storm. Explore the vanishing wetlands of Louisiana, nature's defense against hurricanes, and discover the place that holds the secret to survival. Hurricane on the Bayou, narrated by Meryl Streep, only in giant screen theaters, presented by the Weather Channel.
Now playing at the Hastings Museum Super Screen. Log on to hastingsmuseum.org for showtime. Brought to you by KOLN KGIN Television and by the stations of Platte River Radio, including The Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9, KHS Radio, Hastings Link 1230 AM, and ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Craig Culver of Culver's.
Culver's new three-pepper chipotle butter burger or chicken sandwich featuring three awesome layers of irresistible heat. Tell them, fellas.
Jalapeño, jalapeño.
I'm here to scorch your little tongue.
Habanero and queso.
I take that fire in your mouth.
Chipotle mayo, chipotle mayo.
I pack a smoky piercing punch.
Experience Culver's new three-pepper chipotle butter burger or chicken sandwich today.
Mostly lingering clouds allow us some breaks of sunshine at times this afternoon with a spotty shower storm possible. Highs will stay around 80 with a variable wind at 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clearing skies and a low near 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
So live your life.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this beautiful Thursday. Stop by and visit us at Computer Hardware. We are on the road with the Tri-City Storm this week. Tomorrow we're at the Hilltop Mall with our annual hot dog eating contest. If you'd like to be part of it, shoot us an email. Just show up tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Hilltop Mall because we get going fairly early. Get everybody signed up, get them in their hot dog t-shirts, get them sat down, and then get things going. You get 30 minutes to eat as many hot dogs as you want. And, you know, hey, they're quality, they're yummy, they're very nice. We've had some really large quarter pounders. We knocked them down a little bit once, so the number has fluctuated on what it takes to win. But it's not quite like what you see on TV. We give you a little ketchup, a little mustard, relish. You know, Bob Hamer used to bring maybe a little Miracle Whip. If you've got a garnishment that you want to bring and throw it on there, we'll do that for you. We, of course, being the official judges now, you have to okay that. But all you have to do is show up at the Hilltop Mall tomorrow by 11 o'clock.
The Black Kobayashi, we have not heard from yet. We have no confirmation on him. We're disappointed in that. And basically our scaredy cat of the year goes to James Valdez.
No doubt.
Here's the deal, James. Can't show up because of work. Get a better excuse.
Didn't even know he had a job. Anyway, hey, our first-year champ, Josh Jones, is going to be back in. Three-time defending champion, Pug Bertrand, is in. From the Storm, Todd Catula is going to be in. Eric from NTV is going to be in. So we're looking for a few more competitors still. Again, Melody Pettit's been the only female we've ever had in the competition, and we'd love to have another gal join us for the hot dog eating contest. I know there's probably some folks out there that could compete with the big boys, because she did. And well, an unfortunate incident halfway through the competition.
Yeah, very, very disappointing.
Brent Johnson also joining us. He's on our list, signed up yesterday.
End of the day. So, yeah, if you still got time, you still got time to get out of work. If you are afraid, maybe you're not afraid now. You're a day away. Let's go. Get in this competition. It does separate. It does separate the men from the boys.
Hey, should we talk to Robbie? We'll talk to somebody. Yeah, get it. Somebody. Robbie's running around here being all crazy. I told Cody we'd put him on the air too. So we want to talk to Cody because he's a champion. Rick Pinkston we talked to yesterday on the show. Matt Johnson, Mario Puskarich, Cody Inkalenko are all here. Come by, see some of the Storm players, kids. We got the hockey shot set up for you and a lot more as well. So come by, see us at Computer Hardware here in Kearney on the Doug and Danny Show here on ESPN Radio. And, you know, a lot of talk, a lot of smack being talked about here over the last couple of days, Danny, on the golf course, off the golf course, on the ice. And yesterday, Rick Pinkston was telling us how tough he was.
Well, yeah, he thought he was the toughest guy on the team. Is that true, in fact?
I don't think I'd want to mix it up with Matt Johnson, who's our next guest here on the Doug and Danny Show. Matt, you ever mix it up with Pinky?
No, me and Pinky are buddies. We don't like to mix it with each other. Sometimes after practice, we'll screw around a little bit and wrestle, but nothing that's serious at all.
Hey, I didn't mean to take you away from the ladies over there. Are you all right?
I know. Come on, man.
This should give you some street cred, though, right?
I hope so. It might help.
Anybody with the nickname Pinky, by the way, how can they throw the gloves down and go? That's what I want to know. But, Matt, we're in the off season right now. What's been going on with you and coming off camp? How do you like where you're sitting?
I think I had a pretty good meeting with Coach. They told me what I need to work on and stuff I should improve on. So I think that really helps. I get to go home and focus on the things that they told me to do. Our trainer's got us on a pretty strict schedule as far as working out. We stick to that pretty religiously, I think. But it also leaves us some time to relax and kind of have a little bit of a summer, so that's nice.
Well, when does hockey become the main focus in you guys' lives? How long before the start of the season?
We pretty much start, I'd like to say, a week after season ends. I know Craig had us on a workout schedule right away, so we started doing that. And then after camp, he really got us on a nice schedule. So.
It's full-time right now for you guys.
Full-time, full swing. We probably spend about 5 hours working out a day. So it's pretty tough.
Imagine, Daddy, if we worked out 5 hours a day.
we'd have girls like that talking about.
Matt Johnson of the Tri-City Storms with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come by, meet him and a few of his teammates here at Computer Hardware. We're there until 1 o'clock. Matt, what do you think about some of the guys that are here today? You got some new kids coming in. You got some veterans. And how do you think they're going to mesh in and the Storm going to be coming out of the chute this year?
I got to meet some of the new guys, and, you know, I get along fairly well with them. And as far as the returners that we got, I think we got some good guys. So when we have the returners, we really like to try to get all the new guys and the returners together. We all want to go out and do stuff, and we really want to try to bond. We want to get that good team chemistry, and, you know, that really helps out on the ice as well.
Matt, take us back. Where are you from? How did you get to Kearney, Nebraska?
I started out in Stillwater, Minnesota. I was recruited by Waterloo. I played there for a season. Things just didn't happen to work out, and they sent me to Kearney here. Met Coach, and, I mean, I like it a lot more than where I was at. So, and then I'm back here for another season.
Folks continue to honk. They love the Storm. They love what's going on here. What's going to be different if you're talking to the fans, say you're talking to the season ticket holders right now? A lot more improvement from last year to the year before. How much more improvement do you expect from the team this year?
We expect a lot more this year. Our goal last year was make it to the playoffs. Our goal this year is to win it all. So, I mean, we got some pretty high goals here, but I think it's definitely something that we can accomplish. So that's something we're going to start focusing on from day one. So,
Now we talk about, you know, everybody here is around football. They're around baseball. How much difference when you come from Waterloo to a Tri-City Storm in just the systems in hockey? Is it night and day?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot different systems. Where I was at, it was strict, in your face. You know, they didn't really treat you like a player. They treated you like a piece of meat. But, I mean, you come here, you know, I love it. I feel like I can play hockey. You know, Coach, he'll discipline us when we need to be disciplined, but he also lets us play our game, and I think that really helps. And I think we respect Coach a lot more for that. So and it's easier to play for a guy that you respect than a guy that you hate.
Oh, Matt Johnson hates Waterloo Coach. That's great, dude.
Well, you know, it's kind of like hosting a radio show. Thank God I respect Tony a little bit. Matt, with Jaden Schwartz leaving and being kind of the face of the organization last year and losing the leading scorer in the league, how do you guys replace a kid like that?
You know, it's kind of difficult to replace a guy like that, and Jaden will definitely be missed this year, but I think this year we're going to have, I mean, all-around solid team. We're not going to have, you know, another 80-point guy, but we may have four or five 40-point guys. And I think that's just going to help us out a lot more in the long run. And we also got sound defense this year, which is going to be we're going to be really tough. We got some big boys coming in. I think that's going to help keep some pucks out of the net, which will also help, too, in the long run.
From what you saw, who are the fighters on this team?
I don't know. I was talking to Coach a little bit. He wants everybody to be stepping up this year, but we'll probably have Pinky in there. You know, I might have to mix it up once or twice this year, but I don't know.
Does that bother you guys when you drop them and go?
Not at all. That's a big adrenaline rush. But, yeah, I think as far as, like, we're going to have – I think everybody might be able to be doing that this year. So, but I think Pinky might be the big guy this year.
Is it Lincoln or Omaha who you hate worse?
Gosh.
Or is there somebody else?
I think Waterloo's at the top, but I would definitely have to say Omaha. You know, we got a bad taste with them last year, and I'd really like to stick it to them this year.
Omaha is a solid club. We had a little bit more success with Lincoln, and Matt, it'll be here before we know it. Thanks
for
giving us some time on the Doug and Danny Show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks
Go enjoy, and don't let Pinkston run off with all the girls.
No, I won't. He's got the competition.
Matt Johnson of the Tri-City Storm, a member of your Tri-City Storm. Come by, visit us here at Computer Hardware. You can meet Rick and Matt and Mario and Cody and all the Storm folks. Sign up to win some season tickets. They're giving those away. Plus, you can sign up for your season tickets and save money here today. While we are here until 1 o'clock, you can save one payment on the, instead of the 6 months for $60, how about 5 months for $60? That's going to save you $60.
Well, that's pretty simple math, and that's 2 months of DirecTV for free, 234-9335. If you can't get down here, call them today.
All right, Daddy, before we go to a break, we want to bring in one of the youngsters on the team, and we're getting used to how to pronounce the kid out of Philadelphia. We went through a few jokes the other day. Cody Inkalingo. Is that right?
Yeah, you got that.
There we go. Cody, of course, a member of the champion golf team on Tuesday, Daddy.
Well, it's good to have Cody with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Cody, welcome to Kearney, and congratulations so far on being on the squad, huh?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What do you think? You've been in Kearney a little bit. You've got a chance to be around the guys a little bit, but there's still a lot of new stuff for you. What do you think of the experience so far?
So far, it's been pretty good. Everyone's been pretty nice to me, so...
Cody, when you obviously we've heard some rumors out there that you were going to do anything you could to make this team. Now, you throw your shoulder out in a little bit of a scrap, is that right, and then continue to play the rest of the day?
Yeah, I pulled my shoulder out the sixth game, and then I came back the seventh game, and I fought again, so I guess they like that.
I think you told me you left home when you were a freshman to begin this whole hockey. Do we call it a dream or do we call it the process? Is that what you expected, that would be the time in your life that you started to get and leave home and really play hockey away from home constantly?
I call it a dream. I think about it every night, so exciting. Well, process as well, but...
Well, take us back to your freshman year of high school, leaving home with literally a suitcase in your hockey stuff and going, well, I'm going somewhere to... I mean, I still cry sometimes because I miss my mom and... She's 35 miles away. You went a hell of a lot further than that. Is it homesick at all?
Yeah, I played in Canada my ninth grade year, and I missed my stepmom. She takes care of me, so I was pretty sad. But, you know, missed my dog, my dad,
talk about the process. What's it like when you played in Canada? I mean, we have no idea what that was like. Tell us what that's like playing freshman hockey. Who do you play against? What's the competition like? Is everybody your age?
Yeah, everybody was older, or they're either my age or older. So, I mean, it was good hockey, but nothing compared to this.
Did you get a fish?
No, I don't like to touch the fish, so.
What's the difference between Canada and Kearney, Nebraska, besides the weather?
The fans, everybody's been great here, obviously. Autographs and stuff like that, so it's way better here.
You Canadians suck. That's what you say.
How do you like Kearney so far?
It's good. I was here before, and every time I come back, it gets harder to leave. Must put something in the water.
Well, every once in a while that does happen, but we can't tell you about that. Cody, enjoy your time here. We're looking forward to getting to meet more of your teammates and have fun and continue to play well as the season gets closer here.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Cody Inkalingo from Philadelphia, now member of the Tri-City Storm, joining us here at Computer Hardware, where we are at with the Doug and Daddy Show until the top of the hour, still serving those Schroeder's half-pound hot dogs with, of course, Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, whatever you want. We're sitting here for you. Stop by and see us. Sign up for the hockey tickets. Check out what they have inside at Computer Hardware. We're right now, no interest, 0% financing. They can get you set up. I can't believe it. In a month, your kids are going off to school, whether it's high school or college. You need a new computer. Maybe you need an iPod. They've got so many things in there that are going to help make your college life easier, because God knows we need a little easier. It's hard enough the way it is. We're going to take a break. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Need brake repair, struts, or an alignment? Now is the time to save big at Big O Tires.
During our red, white, and blue tag sale, all auto services on sale now.
Save $100 on four shocks or struts.
Or $50 on brake service.
And take $20 off alignments, flush services, and more.
At Big O Tires, it's simple. With our red, white, and blue sale, every tire and service in the store is on sale now.
So get ready for safe summer driving now at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in. Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
The kids want to go out to play, the dog wants to run around the yard, and you want a beautiful-looking lawn. We're BioGreen, and you should get to know us for residential and commercial lawn service. At BioGreen, we use all-natural products so we can treat your yard, and you can enjoy it right away. Fertilization, landscape nutrition, let BioGreen spray, and you can play. Ask us about weed control. Call 308-708-1747 or log on to BioGreen.com. Serving the Tri-City area, we're BioGreen. Get to know us.
Recently, Burger King created the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. And with fluffy egg, savory sausage, and melted cheese on a toasted English muffin, we apologize for shamelessly copying the Sausage McMuffin with Egg from McDonald's and charging a dollar for it. So sorry, America, for making it more affordable to enjoy a tasty breakfast. Sorry if you think $1 is just a ridiculously low price. And we're sorry if you don't stop by for the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. Only a dollar. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast hours only.
Superstar Sizzle. After releasing the new Steakhouse XT burger with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders, BK fans think the king is crazy. Kind of.
I guess 30% more flame broiled beef is kind of crazy.
Yeah, crazy awesome.
So as this extra thick story continues to unfold, we'll keep you updated here on Superstar Sizzle.
New Steakhouse XT burger starting at only $3.99 with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders and only at Burger King. Based on pre-cooked patty weight. Limited time only. Price on participation may vary.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
Midnight July 1st starts the LeBron James sweepstakes.
LeBron went up and crushed it with a right hand.
And whatever the case. King to sign.
He is unbelievable.
A star-studded free agent field could enter the marketplace and reshape the competitive balance of the NBA. Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, Chris Bosh, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Tyson Chandler, Amari Stoudemire, Richard Jefferson, Tracy McGrady, Yao Ming, Joe Johnson, and Michael Redd. We'll keep our eyes on the NBA. You keep your ears on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Mostly lingering clouds, allow us some breaks of sunshine at times this afternoon with a spotty shower storm possible. Highs will stay around 80 with a variable wind at 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see clearing skies and a low near 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Oh no, I heard them bad boys coming. Can't stop now. Gotta continue my running.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show with the entire gang at Computer Hardware, plus a little hockey in July. The Tri-City Storm introducing their new monthly payments, so members of the Storm, players, and staff here as well, love to have you. And folks, stop by. Enjoy the action by paying only $60 for 6 months, only $2 a day to sign up for your seat tickets. But if you stop by today, during our broadcast, the Storm going to knock off one monthly payment, Daddy. It makes it only $60 for 5 months to enjoy the season-long action.
What a great opportunity. Stop by, see all the Storm action. You know what? Then you go inside Computer Hardware and see all the action on Sunday Ticket. You can see all the action of NASCAR on DirecTV. You can see March Madness. Those three are only on DirecTV. 234-9335. Get there today.
It's only at Computer Hardware.
It's almost there. It's almost there. That's right. Off to the publishers, the book together. We are looking for the Husker Land Prep magazine to make its debut for the 2010 season. And we've been talking a little college football. We're going to talk a little high school football and just see where everything's at right now, because I know we've had some coaching changes. We've had a lot of this school shifting from 8-man to 11 or D1 to D2 and back and forth. We've got a couple of perennial powers that are dropping from C1 to C2, D1 to D2, and there's never enough time to talk about it all, but just kind of wet the whistle a little bit, Daddy. Our old friend Bob, I don't mean old friend, but our friend Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Robert, I know you're getting ready for vacation, and it's tough when you have to actually wedge in vacation around all your hard work.
Well, first of all, it's always great to be on the air with you guys. No, I mean that. Really. But it is. It's time to get going. We've got the old nuclear clock on the website, and I think it reads 50 days today until opening day. And there'll be a little different feel for this year. There have been some fairly dramatic changes that have taken place, and it'll be interesting to see how some of these things play out.
Bob, what's it mean to you when people across Nebraska wait for Phil Steele's magazine to come out, Athlon's magazine, and then Huskerland Prep?
Well, I'll be honest. Outside of the order, nothing. No. I tell you what, Daddy. I'm always glad to know there's people that still read. So that's good. No, it is. It's something that's got its place. This is year 21, and the old magazine. We're close to having it done, and it is. It's a nice forgetting that I have anything to do with it or it's any one person. It's a great resource. It's something really great to have available for high school football fans in the state of Nebraska. It is a good resource. We have an awful lot of people that help us out. We wouldn't be able to do any of that if it wasn't for the ongoing cooperation of the coaches, but they seem to have fallen into our lair, and we seem to find a way to get it done.
Bob, hit us with the number one time. Somebody's a new listener out there, somebody that wants to get ahead on this magazine, due to be out the first week in August, but they wanted to have the first copy they can receive. How do they do that?
Yeah, they can call our office here at 800-323-3929. Magazine ought to be about 140 pages, give or take, this year. There'll be a lot of, we have about 20 player features, and then we have our other odds and ends, like the top games of the year and our top tens, our preseason All-States, and probably everybody's favorite, what we call the top 225, which is a ranking of the top seniors and underclassmen in all the classes of football. And it's interesting. I mean, it's a good reminder. We got some people who can play ball in this state.
Well, it's always an interesting read, and then, of course, updating every week. And we have Bob Jensen on every week during the high school football season to talk about the games of the week. And I know one of the more enjoyable times for you, Bob, is right before state track meet time and into junior, crisscrossing the state, getting the stories for the preseason magazine, getting some ideas for the first couple of weeks and where the great games might be. And your travels take you all over, and you always have an interesting perk. And it doesn't mean that you're at Omaha North or McCook. You could be at Baird. You could be at a D2 school in northeast Nebraska, which there aren't many. But where did something stick out this time around?
Well, I can tell you that you would probably start with the boys on the cover. Aurora's our two-time defending state champion, and they're going to be really good again. They've got a lot of really good players. I know it'd be easy, especially for somebody who, you know, just goes to the ball games on Friday night to see that, you know, a player like Andrew Rodriguez is gone and think, well, that's going to be it. That's not true. Aurora's going to be really good. The only problem is I don't know if they're going to be the best team in the state, and the reason why is that Crete is going to be exceptional. Crete has had a fantastic program during this entire during the playoff era, especially the Memorial Stadium part of that era. And you know, you got two guys, one most everybody's going to recognize, you know, Ryan Reeves, 6'3", he's up to 300 pounds. He's a four-star, according to Rivals.com, and he's just big as a house. And the thing about him is he can really move. I have no idea what he runs for the 40. I've got a rough idea. But from sideline to sideline, pulling and trapping and moving and finding guys, that guy's just really good. And then the guy that got lined up giving the ball behind him, this kid by the name of Brock Sherman, and Brock ran for 1,500 yards last year and was All-State and all that. I asked Ryan, who's 6'3", 300 pounds, he's going to be a Husker. I asked him, who's the one guy on the team you don't want to mess with? And I'm not talking about football. I'm just talking, you don't want to mess with that guy. He never said a word. He just pointed at Brock Sherman. So, anyway, they're going to be on the cover. That was a great deal. It's strange. You know, this year the scholarship athletes to the university are not Class A. And this is far from a vintage year for Class A. Now, I guess this could change to a degree over the course of time. But, you know, I heard you guys visit with Zach Sterup the other day. Here you go. They're in C2, which is just a frightening thought, Zach Sterup playing C2 football. But that's where he's going to be. And this Daniel Davey, I went down and visited with him. He's the speedy little guy from down at Beatrice. He went to school in Detroit. And actually, he had lived a couple different places before that. But he came to Beatrice from Detroit. He swept the gold medals in the sprints and the all-class. The kid is just figuring out how to play football. He's 16 years old. He won't be 17 until the football season is almost half over. And he's only played football for a couple years. And right now, he's still trying to get some things figured out. But by all accounts, he had a huge camp at the Nebraska camp. And they just fell in love with him. And it's kind of strange. You know, his numbers didn't translate last year. I mean, into big, you know, he didn't have a huge statistical season last year. But I get a feeling that's going to change this year. And I think Beatrice as a team is going to be very much better. But when you get to Class A, I'm thinking maybe the two best players in the class are both 5'11", 185. And while that's going to make, you know, they're going to be outstanding high school football players, I don't think that's going to translate at the highest of college levels.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, I guess, you know, you see Class B is a very, very competitive division when it comes down to the end. Are there a couple just save some time awards and give them the trophy right now? Is that St. Cecilia? Is that Howells?
Well, yeah, you would have to think that Howells is going to do fine in D2. I mean, it's amazing. It's not quite like it was at Ewing the last 2 years, where every kid they had in school was a great athlete. I mean, last year Ewing, 14 kids and 14 boys in school, and they wind up being sensational in football. Well, it's not quite like that at Howells. But what's even scarier than the fact that Howells is going from D1 to D2, and they've won every state championship since 2000 when they played 8-man football, is the fact that it's quite possible the best players on that team are all juniors. You've got younger brothers of All-Staters, names like Brahacek and Budgeta. I mean, these guys are going to be just fabulous. And it will be more or less the same old thing, just pound away with that little a little off-tackle play that they like to run, and then let the defense just smother people. Now, the one thing that could make it a little interesting is that St. Francis also dropped. And St. Francis is St. Francis, and they're going to be really good. They took a pretty big hit at graduation, but they're going to be good. But back out our way, you know, Sargent is going to be really good in that class. Sargent's again a team that's got just an incredible junior class, and they're going to be in the mix in D2. But yeah, if you're looking for one team that's the most solid favorite, I think it's Howells.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A little high school football preview as their magazine is almost complete. And, Bob, sometimes coaches go out with retirement and big stories, and sometimes you don't even know that they left, and sometimes they're relieved of their duties because things didn't work out so well in the win-loss column. What schools, whether it's immediate area or across the state, what's a couple schools that are going to see major impacts with coaching changes?
The one guy that I would not want to be this year would be Brian Blevins. Brian Blevins is new head coach at Lawrence Nelson. Gary DeBoer took his 300 and change wins and left the scene. And that guy, you talk about somebody who's quiet, that man has as much influence as anybody in the game of football in the state of Nebraska. And not just in X's and O's, but just within the coaching ranks, there's all kinds of different ways to win 300 games, but Gary DeBoer is one of the great gentlemen in the sport, and Coach Blevins, who's coming down from Stapleton to take over that job, it'll be tough. Nobody wants to be the guy after the guy. You want to be after the guy after the guy, but he's going to walk in there and he's going to have some players. But when I think of coaching changes, that to me is probably head and shoulders above anybody else.
Well, Bob, I know you're getting ready for vacation, and when the magazine comes out, we'll have much more time to break down the Kearneys and the Grand Islands and the Hastings and the Tri-City schools and some of the great schools and great teams that we have around here. So we'll let you get that sunscreen packed away. We'll let you get your ball glove. We'll let you get all that you need when you have anniversaries like this. And, wish you the very best to you and Mrs. Huskerland Prep.
Well, the beauty of it is, Penny and I celebrated on Tuesday our 25th wedding anniversary. It was kind of a moving moment, I'll have to admit. And I guess the capper for me was when she looked deep into my eyes and told me, these have been three of the happiest years of her life. And I'll be honest, I had no idea I was doing that well. That's one out of every eight. That ain't bad. You guys are the best.
Don't call for bail money, okay?
No, sir.
See you, Bob.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As always, Bob joins us throughout the football season to preview what's going on, what's going off. So outstanding stuff there at the Huskerland Prep Report, and hopefully Bob enjoys his vacation, Daddy.
Bob deserves a vacation. If you get that book together and get it to the publisher on time, hey, take an extra 2 days off from us, Bob.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stop by and see us. We're here for the next about 15 minutes at Computer Hardware in Kearney with the Tri-City Storm. Sign up to win tickets. You can save money if you want to purchase your season tickets today. You're going to do it anyway, folks, and enjoy what's going to be a great, great season of Storm hockey. We've got Rick Pinkston. We've got Cody Ingalenko. We've got Mario Puskaric. We've got Matt Johnson. Some of the Tri-City Storm players are here. Staff here, Greg and Todd, Anna, the entire crew, Dustin, Robbie, they're all here. Plus the kids are playing the hockey shot over there. Get your half-pound hot dog. Share it with the kids or scarf it all down. We've seen all kinds from Shoulder Smoke Foods over there. Get your free hot dog and drink. We're going to be back with more after this.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Lincoln Southeast J.C. Breger beat Hastings 5 Points Bank 14-13 last night out of Duncan Field. The two teams combined for 27 runs, 38 hits, and 8 errors in the ballgame that took nearly 4 hours to play. Derek Gordon drove in the winning run with a double in the top half of the eighth inning. Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth.
My recollection, it was a full count, and so we didn't have much choice but to throw fastball. And the call was a fastball in, and that's got to be at the kneecap. It can't be down. It can't be up, and it was up, and it got hit really hard. So you got to give him credit. He did an excellent job on that pitch and drove it, and you know, that was the difference in the ballgame.
John Harrison struck out the side in the bottom of the eighth inning to pick up the save. Each team used four pitchers in the ballgame. John LeMaster got the start for Hastings Five Points Bank. He lasted just 2 2/3 innings. He gave up 9 runs and 11 base hits. LeMaster walked 3 and struck out 1. Illingworth knows that LeMaster will bounce back.
Sure, you're concerned when you have that happen, but John knows what happened. The ball, the fastball was up, and that's a really good hitting baseball team. So we will throw. He'll throw a bullpen before area, and we're going to work on getting the ball down again. But I think it'll be fine when we get to area.
Joe Kindig, Taylor Bush, and Darren Dice also spent time on the hill for Hastings. Jack Davis got the start for Southeast. He left after giving up 10 runs and 9 hits and 1 1/3 innings. Bo Zimmerman, Ryan Bender, and LeMaster had 3 hits apiece for Hastings. Southeast, J.C. Breger is now 17-13. Hastings falls to 16-23. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes beat Lincoln High Plate again Sports 16-1 last night. This game was stopped after 4.5 innings by the 8-run rule. Hastings broke the game open by scoring 9 runs in the second inning. Patrick Opperman was the winning pitcher. He gave up 3 hits, struck out 2, walked 3. Austin Gunnison and Ashton Dirks had 2 hits apiece for Hastings, who improves to 15-20 on the season. Kearney Runza won the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln. Kearney beat Lincoln North Star 12-4 in the semifinals and Lincoln Southwest 11-2 in the championship game. Kearney Runza is now 34-4. They will be the top seed in next week's area tournament out in North Platte. Grand Island Home Federal took a pair of games from Lincoln East U-Stop last night, 3-1 and 11-2. Home Federal is now 29-6. In other action, Kearney Little Caesars beat McCook 10-2, and Kearney Five Points Bank got by the McCook Juniors by the score of 9-7. And ceremonies and other events are being prepared for next weekend's festival to celebrate the enshrinement of former Husker Grant Wistrom and some other players into the College Football Hall of Fame. The selection of Wistrom and 23 other standouts was announced last year. The festival is scheduled for July 16th and 17th at the Hall, which is located in South Bend, Indiana. Wistrom played at Nebraska from 1994 through 1997. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
The only golf course with a GPS system in the Tri-Cities area, Indian Head, is hosting the 7th Annual Pepsi Men's Amateur Golf Championship, July 10th and 11th. Fees include a free practice round on Friday, July 9th, grill deals, green fees, and the prize fund. There are only 200 spots available, so now's the time to sign up and choose your Saturday tee times and partners. Go to IndianHeadGolf.com or call 381-GOLF.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head Golf.
This day in sports, July 8, 1935, at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. The American League won its third straight All-Star game, 4-1. Lefty Grove and Mel Harder were dominant on the mound, while the AL got all the runs they needed in the first when Jimmy Fox came to bat with Lou Gehrig on base.
Walker poses the peak of his cap. Gehrig is edging off the bag. There he goes. Here's the pitch. And the batter is the Jimmy Fox just hit a home run into the stands in left field.
And that's what happened in this day in sports.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation with you here at Computer Hardware, where they've got a lot of great deals going on. We are here with the Tri-City Storm. We're talking about the storm. We're talking about Computer Hardware. We're talking sports as well, and we want to thank the entire gang for joining us on the show today. We mentioned our Big 12 preview started today with Oklahoma State. We're going to look at Iowa State on Friday. We're into the Texas schools on Monday. School a day until we get things rolling with the final day before we head to Dallas for Big 12 Media Days when we have our roundtable and talk Nebraska football on the Friday the 23rd, and we're looking forward to that. Also, again, we've got more folks signing up for the hot dog contest. It's coming together, Daddy. You know, sometimes you get a little nervous, which we were. It's coming together. Tomorrow we'll be at the Hilltop Mall. Again, if you'd like to be in that, or if you'd like to play in the Fairways and Dreams for the Nebraska Children's Home, free of charge, sponsored by the Doug and Daddy Show on Monday. That's Monday at Metal Arc Hills at 10. Send us an email, hot dog or the golf. Either way, we're going to get you set up here. And are they coming for you, Dad?
Well, this guy loves the storm.
Honk if you love the storm, or turn the sirens on if you can't live without them, Daddy.
That's exactly right. And we're going to talk a little bit more Computer Hardware right now. We're joined by the CFO and, really the boss. Jason joins us. Jason, how are you today?
I'm real good, guys. Good to see you out here.
That's a beautiful day to be at Computer Hardware.
It is. Yeah, we've had a good turnout here today. A lot of traffic, obviously, going by. And a lot of people enjoying those big, great tasting hot dogs.
Well, we were talking with Dan earlier about getting ready for kids going off to high school, kids going off to college, and all the great things that you can help. I mean, I still think that we're at that stage where anybody that's like Daddy and I are older, we get scared, we get intimidated. The kids know everything, but the parents want to make sure they got the right thing and it's affordable. What do you got for the folks as they get ready to go to school?
Well, yeah, absolutely, Doug. We got, we can take care of all your computer needs, whether you need to get some new equipment for your kids going off to college or getting ready for the school year, or maybe, they're taking your computer and you need to upgrade at home as well. we can, transfer data for you to your new machines. We can take care of all those needs for you. You've got printers, one-stop shop here for your computer stuff. And then, also if you're having trouble with your computer, you got some viruses or, something's gone awry with
maybe it. Maybe you downloaded something you shouldn't have.
Well, I know in the past I've had to help out Big Daddy a few times with cleaning off some stuff. We kind of got a little agreement where I don't necessarily tell what I find. Certainly, if you run across something like that, we got some great technicians here that certainly can get you fixed up and get you back up and running.
What if I have not ever had the internet at my house and I just don't know if it, I saw it before, I hear so much about it. You're the very basic of basic.
We can certainly help you out from beginner to.
You set up the machine for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll, what we do is, answer all your questions. If you don't feel comfortable with something, we can walk you through some stuff on our sales floor here. You can get your hands on the computer before you buy and certainly take it around the block, if you will, and see, if you got any questions, we're certainly there to answer them for you, hopefully in a educated manner. That's why we have Dan and Kelsey. They kind of keep me in the back, so that's probably for the best.
Okay, now what? I'm just throwing out another hypothetical. What if you're a sports fan and you want to watch the most sports in high definition? What would you do?
Oh yeah. Well, I would do what I did several years ago, and that's get DirecTV. I tell you what, I waste a lot of time watching a lot of sports and entertainment and. Certainly, with the football right around the corner, you get all your different packages from college to the NFL, and
maybe you don't have
that. You can't just sit back with regular cable and get the Red Zone Network. You can't get the Red Zone
Channel. You cannot get the Red Zone.
That's the real deal right there. You just click it on that and see you in the morning.
you want to watch Spike TV, Half Pint Brawlers is a great new show that's out.
That is a lovely time. I highly recommend that as well. I know our good friend. Randall Pink Floyd really enjoys that.
Well, and Daddy, Jason mentioned that he got that a few years back, probably when you couldn't see the Steelers on TV every week. They weren't the featured game. So, a lot of folks, it's amazing how many times folks are moving in, moving out. You're in town, going to college, or even for the Storm players. They want to watch back home. They want to watch what they've got. They can do it with DirecTV. They can do it with the variety of channels. And, of course, you can get them all set up. And as you mentioned, Daddy, they can go big time as well with what they have in the home theater room.
Well, ask them about Digital Lifestyles. They've got the Computer Hardware. They're looking for Epson, Bose, Panasonic, InFocus. They've really got it all, DLP. There's so many brands to choose from here. I get emotional talking about it.
Jason, give them the store hours, when they're open, when they can come see you.
Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 till 6. So we're open till 7 on Thursdays. And then on Saturday, open from 10 till 2. And you can certainly always give us a call at 308-234-9335. Good job, Tom.
Daddy has it memorized. Jason, it's been fun. Thanks for having us today.
You bet. Appreciate you guys coming out.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back to wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
invites you to shop the top this weekend during summer sidewalk sales. Whether you're wanting to add to your new summer look or needing to get a head start on back-to-school shopping, you'll find everything you want all at the stores you love. Save big this weekend throughout the mall on summer tees and shorts, shoes for the entire family, and so much more. That's all this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, only at Hilltop Mall.
Consider Hank your home improvement psychiatrist without the massive bill. Walking into a big box store could shatter your confidence and overwhelm, but Hank will repair the damage. For example, if you want to install a handheld showerhead from LDR, you'll find a project expert almost immediately, and it'll probably be the owner. Shop Hardware Hank, regain your confidence, and dive into your home improvement projects this weekend.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware Hank.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter.
Dougie Denny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I haven't heard anybody honk like that at you in a long time, Daddy.
Well, I just got to learn to keep my shirt on here.
We've had a great time today. We want to thank all the folks who joined us on the show today. Phillies, and Cody Inkalingo from the Tri-City Storm. Also talked with Matt Johnson from the Storm. Dan and Jason of the gang here at Computer Hardware. Of course, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And also, we want to thank Bill Haston from the Tulsa World as we have kicked off 12 teams in 12 days getting you ready for football season, because we have 12 shows until we leave for Dallas July 26th through the 28th in Big 12 Media Days, our final Big 12 Media Day, and then we're going to have to figure out what they do in the Big Ten land. They don't do it up as much. It's 3 days for the Big 12, 2 days for the Big Ten. Of course, when you don't have as many teams, maybe they'll have to switch that up. So we'll find out more about that tomorrow. Iowa State's John Walters, the play-by-play voice of Iowa State, is going to join us. Merritt, how's your day? Did we get through this? We ready to go? We ready to get out of here?
I think we're good to go.
All right, Daddy. Well, let's play down the close and let's get out of here. Daddy, what do you think?
Well, I feel like we had a great time here today trying to sell a little DirecTV, 234-9235. That's the phone numbers. You know what? It doesn't take long. There's zero startup costs. It's $29.99 if you want the smallest package. Basically a no-brainer, people. It's the number one satellite provider in all the land.
Get with it. It's 2010. Don't let the neighbors point and laugh at you any more than they already do. That's why Daddy has DirecTV. We will see you tomorrow on the Dougie Daddy Show, our annual hot dog eating contest. Join us at the Hilltop Mall. Three-time defending champion Punker Tran hopes to make it a four-peat. Will Kobayashi show? That is the big story. Will he show tomorrow? Plus, John Walters from Iowa State, 11-1 tomorrow. And, of course, we'll also be drawing our winner of the Fairways and Dreams, who we will be sponsoring in the golf tournament at Middle Ark Hills Monday. And that gets going at 10 o'clock. If you need any more information on the hot dog contest or how to get signed up for the golf, give us a call or shoot us an email at the radio station, 888-455-3776. Daddy, we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, we'll be at the mall. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.